towards the recording.
Good evening, almost morning again, Audioboo. It is 10 minutes to midnight on April. What do I still say, April? No, thank you very much. It's no longer April. Right now it's May the 5th. Can I talk today or not? Right now it's May the 5th. It'll be May the 6th soon, which means 2 days to go to my operation. I just wanted to give you a quick update on how my day went. Well, I'm getting my tablets ready. At least you don't only hear me ramble on chat. Oh, let's see. In the morning we had church, and it was actually quite a good service. Good worship. Our friend who's here right now is very encouraging, not just to us but to people in our church even, which is amazing. He's a real blessing. So we did all that, and so it was a good service, and then we went to Wetherspoons, which again, like I said, is It's this chain of restaurants, or pubs more like, which do rather nice food. Today I had a milkshake for breakfast, actually, which only has 149 calories. And I had sweet chili noodles with chicken breast for lunch, which are 526 calories, so that was 675 calories. I know it was a bit of a costly one, calorie-wise. I couldn't have any tea, I just had some milk, which, well, it will do. I'm hungry, but I'm going to bed soon to just try and ignore that. But it was worth it, although it didn't last long. I was hungry again very soon. we then met our other two friends who decided not to come to church, because one of our friends is not a Christian, which is fair enough. So they came to Wetherspoons, and I had my meal, and then afterwards they Gav and one of our friends added puddings, their ordered puddings, so like desserts, whatever you call it. And I said, I can now sit through it without feeling completely crazily jealous, but I had a few things to get from Boots, which for you Americans and not in other people, it's a pharmacy and health and like a chemist thing, or drugstore as the Americans would say it. Although I find that expression a bit dodgy, because you don't really get drugs in there, but legal ones. So I had to get my, oh yeah, I've got to clear them away actually. I've shown my tablets when I took them. You'll hear me rustle with a boot, with a bag, and I'll tell you where I got. I had to get the rest of the stuff that I couldn't get yesterday. Things like earplugs, things like triple vitamins, which hooray hooray, I finally found some that are right with minerals. So very happy with that. They were around 3 foot 2, which meant I could get quite a big chunk of them, which will last me, well, probably a little while anyway. Yeah, I saw this in the sink. Yeah. So, anyway. I got all that, and I got as well, I got shower gel and shampoo, which I needed, but you know, other girly stuff. Just running the tap for my tablets, just give me a second. I haven't drunk enough again today. Naughty, naughty girl. was struggling with drinking enough water. Hardly had any effect today. I should really be more careful. I know. That has to stop, this sluggishness, when I get the operation. Hey ho, so we did that and I went back to Boots and gave my poor girl all my stuff in his backpack, said you carry that. I would have carried it, but he had a backpack to be fair, and I wanted to walk briskly and run on the pathway. So the more I carry it around with me, the harder it gets. Oh dear. Excuse me. Something else I should really stop doing, because after the operation I can't gulp like that anymore. Anyway, so I gave him all my stuff. And it did fit in his backpack, you know. I wouldn't have done it if it was like, you know. But anyway. Here's my stuff, by the way. Oops, not quite here, but somewhere on the table. So we walked home, all five of us. And we paced it nicely, briskly, until I got to my favourite pathway, which is just my favourite. And when we got there, I just had to walk a run. Yeah, I know I didn't have to, but I wanted to. Okay, fine. Call it what you may. So I ran. So my friends managed to keep up, all three of them. But poor Gav, with his cerebral palsy, he just can't run. He's a good walker. He used to leave me behind when I was in my lazy old big days. No more. Now we're leaving him behind. I really sprinted, which I'm really surprised about. I never used to be able to sprint. not for a long time. So yay for that. So we basically... Oh, she gave me two. Oh, well, that's good then. Sorry, so we ran, and by the time Gav came in, bless him, we were home and I opened the door. Oh, now that is interesting. Sorry to, this is interesting. I'm sorry about suddenly stopping this topic and... But I just took out my shower gel, and this is the first shower gel I've ever seen that has Braille on it. Now that is impressive. That is amazing. Sanex shower gel has Braille on it. I really commend them for this. That's amazing. Yep, there's two of them. And yep, Sanex. Oh, that is amazing. That is amazing. Wow, I think that's worth a tweet. So, anyway, we walked / ran home. Opened the patio door because it was nice and warm out there. And we just kind of fooled around, kind of, played... a new iPhone game that we all found called Song Guru. Well, you have to type in Music Quiz Guru, but when you're playing in your app, in your home screen, it actually says it's called Song Guru. And it's fun. It's amazing. You can guess songs or artists or from what album it is. And it's not just from your library, that would be too easy, it's from iTunes. And you get like coins, and with those coins you can unlock new genres. It's really fun, and we helped each other, and we managed to give one of my friends 33,000 coins, with which he possibly could, if he wanted to, literally unlock like 20 genres or more. Pretty wacky. But it was fun, and we just kind of chatted and fooled around and had a laugh, and so now they left. They left at 7:45, and I just kind of played Super Account Plus, which is a rediscovered addiction. And check tweets, and now I'm just doing this audio boo, tweeting about the Sanix thing I found, and go to bed. And tomorrow, excuse me. We're going back to see our friends in Gloucester. This time, a friend of Garth's is going to join us as well. I don't know him that well. I know him a little bit from our trips with the Blind Society group. So that's cool. Meeting somebody else that I'm not too keen on. But I shall hold my peace, because he is a lonely guy, and as a Christian I should not just tolerate but love people. But it shows again, I'm just not where I'm supposed to be. I can't love that guy, he's just doing my head in. But he's my friend, our friend's friend, or at least they want to try and bother with him, even though he's difficult. Anyway, sorry about that. So we're gonna see him, and I'm just gonna try and hold my peace and just chat to my other friends and be polite, but distant. Sorry. So we're just gonna do that and hopefully have some more prayer time. Oh, excuse me. Prayer time for me, I think. Tuesday, I am going to stay at home. I would love to see my friends, but quite honestly, I think Tuesday has to be spent packing, getting ready physically, emotionally, mentally, and I would say spiritually. I pick up atmospheres really well, like spiritual. I know this is a bit wacky, but hey, bear with me. Even you non-Christians can maybe understand it. You know, hospitals can have a bit of a not very positive atmosphere. And even though I'm going for a positive-ish reason, well, positive reason, I know it can drive me bonkers. I know last time it did. Plus, I'm not used to these kinds of hospital wards. So, I know I could well become a little bit stressed if I hear people next to me, sorry for the TMI, but if I hear them throw up, or if, you know, just the atmosphere and being around people who are generally ill and stuff, it can be a very heavy atmosphere. And I think I need to make myself spiritually ready so that the atmosphere won't impact me. For me, this means, you know, prayer. Gosh, sorry. But also preparing my iPhone with Christian uplifting music. Maybe buying one or two books to read, and so on and so on. So, all that kind of stuff. I forgot something else I did today. Was I called my family, and I discussed with them that I already got everything in, like all my liquid stuff that I'm gonna have to use. Which reminds me, tomorrow or Tuesday we have to kind of try and get our
talking Measuring Jug back into working order because, let's just say there's a lot of measuring to be done in the next few weeks and months, probably. So, yeah. So there we go. Yeah, I called my family. Sorry, I'm kind of jumping between thought threads because I'm tired. And I said to my mum that I will let her know on the Wednesday if I have a bed or not. Obviously, I'm praying that I will. And my mum genuinely seems to want me to have good news. Of course she does, you know, but she really seems to... It really seemed very genuine this time. She really wants this to work for me, which is really sweet. So I said I would Facebook her in the morning and say if all is well or not. And I explained that Gav will either ring them on the day or if they're already out, he will probably try and give them a text or something if I give them the number. As my dear family sadly hasn't got a voicemail system, answering machine, in other words, which I do think they should have, but they think it's a nuisance. So anyway, I do want to let them know at the same day. I don't want my mum to have to go home and look on Facebook first. I do want her to know it as soon as possible. So there we go. So it was a good phone call. I spoke to both my parents and they were both, you know, genuinely hoping. Although my dad seems to often say, I don't need it anymore because I'm doing so well now. Which has been repeated by somebody else in my church, actually. And yes, I am doing well right now, but I've been known to not do so well in the long run without any help. So I know what I'm doing, I think. Although sometimes I do get a flash of, do I really want to do that? Then I'm thinking, yes, I do, because this is my last chance of really getting my life back the way I want it. And I still have thoughts of, okay, well, I will never ever have this and that again. But then I'm thinking, yes, but is that worth throwing my life away? No. And B, I mean, I'm looking at, I see recipes on my forum where people, you know, altered some recipes so that people with bariatric surgeries could have them, like different cakes and stuff, which may have to be done with brown, with a whole wheat flour and sweeteners instead of, or honey even, instead of sugar. But, well, so what? It's worth it. People in the past, you know, they've managed to go without sweets, so why can't we? Or why can't I? Or why can't I just do it with honey or whatever? So, yeah, there are still thoughts like, am I going bonkers? Do I really want to do this? But then I think of people on the forum who are saying that it's the best decision they ever made. So I'm like, yes, I'm going to do it. So, yeah. Keep an ear open to these audio boosts because they're probably going to turn into... Obviously, I will keep updating you about myself in general, but obviously, I will put a bit more about my how I'm doing, my nutrition, my struggles, my successes, my me. No, try not to be all about me, but I mean, audio boot is about me. I can't talk about somebody else, can I? It's me and my life, really. So I will use Audioboo for that reason. Thinking of doing a board about it, an Audioboo board though, if I figure out how to do it. So yeah, that's been my day, and the next 2 days will be interesting but kind of busy. And then Wednesday will arrive, and I'm going completely bonkers and nervous, and I have to get up at 6:30, 7 o'clock, eat really early, get myself ready, and then just kind of sit there till 11-ish, when I'm getting hopefully picked up by hospital transport, which I still haven't managed to book. If I can't make it because I'm just daft and keep forgetting, I'll just take our favorite taxi driver, which obviously costs more money, but at least he would know what I need and he would take me to the right places and stuff like that. So I will probably have nothing to do between 9 and 11. So I'll probably go on here and you can entertain me and kind of keep me calm and all that good stuff. Or maybe not. I just can't believe how quick it's gone. I really can't believe it. It's gone. Since the other operation date has been cancelled and I had to start the new diet, it's been absolutely bonkersly quick. I mean, crikey. And I'm glad, but it makes my complaints from last month, it makes them void, because I'm having it done, for goodness sake. So, sorry about all my complaints, the last few. Well, last month anyway. So, here I go again, waffling. But yeah, things are hotting up, I would say. I'm kind of getting very, very excited, very, very, well, nervous about the whole bed situation, and actually, admittedly, increasingly nervous about the lifestyle change I'm going to have to make. And I will make it, I can make it. I have no doubt about that, but it is going to be a big change. And of course, the lifestyle change is actually much, much bigger than the operation itself. It's not just like liposuction where they just take the fat away and that's it. It's a tool you have to work with, and you like completely change your eating habits. But that's the thing, see, I want them to be habits. So I'm going to start and I'm going to work really hard with the team to make the habits, and to really make them habits, that I won't crave the old habits anymore, but that the new habits will just kind of flow like that I will prepare my food in the right dose and eat the right food at the right time, in the right amount, you know, chew it rightly, eat mindfully and slowly, as naturally and habitually as I would have reached for the chocolate in the past, or for the crisps, or for the cake. That's how natural I want it to become. And I know it takes work, but I'm determined. I have to do this. And with the bypass, it works for me, because I just can't have big quantities. But I just need to be careful with how much I eat and how fast I eat. So, yeah, scary stuff, but I am determined to give it my best shot. It's my second chance in life, and I don't want to muck it up. I really don't. So, there you go. I will definitely Audioboo tomorrow or Tuesday again, and I'll probably do an Audioboo before I go into hospital on Wednesday. And if I feel up for it, I might do an audiobook Wednesday night or Thursday morning, depending on how wired up I am on different IVs and stuff. If I can't move my arm, I can't move my arm, so I can't audiobook. Well, I can't use my other arm. But I'm not good with using my phone one-handed. But I'll just give it my best shot. Anyway, you'll hear from me beforehand, and I'll better go to bed now because I'm tired and I'm talking rubbish. Well, when don't I? So anyway, I'll talk to you soon.